Welcome to your summer guided visualization practice. Welcome to the pleasure zone. You'll not be lying down for this practice, you'll be seated. And have your journal ready, because if you want to note down your feelings and thoughts after the exploration, it'll be right there. Now, settle yourself in your place of choice, whether it's a chair, cushion, meditation stool, and if the weather is suitable, you may choose to sit outside in nature. Settle and feel the connection of where you've chosen to sit. Feel your bottom on the grass, or the chair, or cushion, or stool. And shift around until you feel full comfort. Allow one hand to rest over your womb space and bring the other up to your heart space. If you're outside, you may be gifted with the sounds of trees rustling or the song of birds. Or if you're indoors, you may be aware of the sounds around you, but there's no need to distinguish or name the sounds you hear. All you're invited to do is meet them. And as you stay holding your heart and womb, take your awareness to your breath. As you inhale, direct your breath into your heart space and down into your womb space, deep and nourishing. And as you exhale, invite the energy of all that doesn't serve you out and away. Take a few more mindful breaths of inhaling nourishment and exhaling what you no longer need, sealing a connection between your heart and your womb. And now, let your hands rest gently on your knees as you settle even deeper into your space. Take a couple more mindful breaths as we begin our journey of the senses through summer. And as you sit with comfort, in your mind's eye, see yourself walking through a summer meadow. The sounds of summer are all around you. The chirping of the crickets, the humming of the bees in search of nectar, the rustle of the long grass in the gentle breeze. As you walk, you see a clearing of cut grass in the meadow and you sit. As you sit, you become aware of the golden sun shining rays from above. Offering his golden rays of sunshine. Your entire body is bathed in these nourishing golden rays. You're bathed in warmth, in protection, and the expanding summer energy. You take your attention to your crown chakra at the top of your head. And you feel your crown chakra open, allowing in the shaft of the sun's golden light. The light travels down to your heart space, filling your heart space with abundant love. The golden light travels onto your womb space, creating a warmth and glow of even more abundance and even more love. And as the golden light travels on and out through your yoni and into the ground, you feel a deep connection to Gaia, to Mama Earth. And now, with this connection to Gaia, you become conscious of your own sensory connection with the gifts of summer. You take a deep breath in, and your awareness shifts to your sense of smell during summer. What summer aromas give you the most pleasure? Roses are now in full bloom, and their fragrance is the epitome of the feminine. Or maybe it's sweet and fragrant berries that fill your nose and give you sensory pleasure. In inner summer, our sense of smell is heightened, and as we seek out the pheromones of our partner or possible partner, our innate pleasure seeking takes over. Now, take your awareness to your tongue. Allow your tongue to explore your mouth and invite into your sensory imagination flavors that make your heart sing in summer. This might be the red, juicy, sweet and fragrant strawberry. Or maybe it's the chilled glass of wine that you sip on a summer evening. Perhaps it's the kiss of another. Infuse your mouth with the feeling of when your sense of taste is pleasured. Now, shift your awareness and invite the sights of summer that give you the most pleasure. It could be the abundance of the trees in full leaf, or berry bushes groaning under the fullness of their fruit. Now, look inside yourself. What pleasure does your body give you in your inner summer? Your breasts and your yoni may feel fuller at the time of ovulation, or the memory of how ovulation feels or felt. This is in the mind's eye, so create the vision of fullness. You're sitting on the soft grass, and with a heightened sense of touch, this may feel cool and welcoming, but what else gives you pleasure to touch in summer? It could be the velvety skin of the sweet and juicy peach. It may be the touch of your hands holding that smooth glass of wine. Right now, in this moment, it might be the feel of the clothes you're wearing over your skin, touching your arms, touching your breasts, touching your legs, touching your yoni. Does the feel of clothes give you comfort, even in summer? Or is there a feeling of constriction, of wanting to be without clothes touching your body? Breathe into your body's needs. How can you feed her in this summery phase? What would give her the most sensory pleasure? It's time now to leave your meadow. It's time to take in the last pleasures of sitting in your meadow and breathe in the sweetness of all summer has to offer. And even though you can maintain that connection of golden light to the earth, you stand and walk slowly out of the luscious meadow and return to the space that you're sitting in. I take a few nourishing breaths in your space. And with those breaths, begin to make them a little deeper. Become aware of the sounds around you in the room you're in, or the sounds of the outdoors near you. Deepen your breath just a little more. Bring some gentle movement to your fingers and toes. And when you're ready, open your eyes. Welcome back. Your summer practice has come to a close.